player 2 has joined the game.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 316 of the Two-Player Co-op Podcast presented by Derek Bamford. As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Kevin. And that's the bottom line, because my brother from my mother, Sean, said so.
How are we doing? Strike.
Now, I think
we're under like 3 seconds.
I think we can get away with a couple seconds.
Plus, part of it's just glass.
This is true. We could have just...
Where's your trophy cup?
I finally washed it. I finally took it downstairs to wash it. But if this is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us, James, good to see you. This is the Two-Player Co-op Podcast, where just about every week, two brothers get together to tell you everything you need to know about in the world of video games. If you like that, make sure you like the video, subscribe, share it with your friends, family, and everyone in betwixt.
Just about every week. Except for the last month.
Yeah, except for a month. We'll get to that here in a second. If you only listen on audio services, that's cool too. Just give us a thumbs up, 5-star review, or whatever your service allows. If you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/twoplayercoop, where our most popular tier, you go that way, the same way you've always gone, is the $5 tier, which makes you a producer, where you watch us record the podcast live on YouTube right now, as we are doing for the first time in a month. Some of our patrons deserve a shout out, just like our insane patron saints, Derek Bamford and John Tingley. Our affiliates, James Solar, check out James Games and More on YouTube, Sarah Solar, and Mom. As well as our producers, Steve Appleton, Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta. Also, make sure you check out PS Rewind on YouTube. If you like cool t-shirts and the like, you can go to teespring.com/stores/twoplayercoop. We are back. Where have we been, you might ask? No, we didn't quit YouTube, podcasting, all that stuff. 3 weeks ago tonight, as we're recording this, Monday 27th.
I thought you said it had been...
We haven't recorded in 4 weeks.
So it's been... Okay, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah,
3 weeks. Actually, right now, I was finding out... 3 weeks from ago from today, I had to take my wife to the emergency room. She was having really bad stomach pains. I assumed it was something small, and she would just need some medicine. We'd go home. Come to find out, her intestines were twisted. She had no blood flow to them. They had to do emergency surgery, and it literally almost killed her. When they were in the operating room, they did not think she was going to survive the surgery. So obviously my life was flipped upside down 3 weeks ago. Now, long story, she's okay. She's home now. She's resting fine. But it was the longest for a week. It was the worst week of my life. She ended up having to have 3 surgeries. They had to leave her open for a few days, see if the blood flow would come back to her intestines and everything before they could put her back together. Luckily, it did. She also had a stroke in the middle of all this, which luckily there was no long-lasting effects from. But the only silver lining to that is we found out she has a hole in her heart, which is pretty common, that everybody's actually born with it, but normally it fills up within 6 months to a year. Hers never closed. That's why she had a stroke, so now we know she has it, so we can get it fixed, and it's a simple procedure. But she was in ICU for 10 days and then in a regular room recovering for 5 days after that, I guess. So last Tuesday, she finally came home, super weak, but recovering. And it was just, like I said, the craziest. The first week was the worst week of my life. The second week was just crazy with her finally waking up 4 days after the surgeries ended, which was scary as well. And I'm just so thankful to have family and friends that helped take care of everything. One of our best friends flew in from Chicago to help with the kids because they still had a week of school when all this started. Then the next week was spring break, which obviously we didn't get to. We were going to be taking that week off anyways because we were going up to Chicago to see friends and then go to the Great Wolf Lodge, this indoor water park resorts thing. And obviously none of that happened. But yeah, it was the longest. It's the worst time of my life ever, and scary as hell. But thank God we're pretty much through it. Like I said, she's still weak. She's recovering. I don't know when she'll go back to work or start driving again. But overall, we're very lucky, to say the least. So that is why we have not been here in 3-4 weeks, whatever it's been. 4 weeks, I guess. So yeah, that's where we've been. Hopefully we're going to get back to normal, but because of all that, I don't know. We might not be podcasting every week. It might go every other week until we get all the way through this. She may actually have to go back to the hospital for a procedure again, but we'll see about that. So just bear with us here in the next month or so. But yeah, so yeah, thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for understanding. We're back now. We got a lot to talk about. But now that that's out of the way, Sean, why don't you tell me about your legs?
It's my, well, it is my legs, but it's also my back. Nobody cares about this. But probably 6 months or so ago, we had a whole tree fiasco. You remember this? Mm-hmm. Our like one front yard tree that was still alive, well, that was still standing, was like getting all shriveled up and like leaves were dying and blah, blah. So we had an arborist. Hmm. Come and take a look, and he basically said it's done for.
You can say dead. It's okay. It's not gonna.
I was gonna say, well, it's not dead, but it was not gonna make it.
Go to Galloping Ghost next time you're in Chicago. I will. Thank you, sir. Galloping Ghost.
But anyways, we ended up having to have it cut down and stump grinded and whatever. So now we've got this big bare spot in the front yard. So we've been digging that up, trying to get everything leveled back out so we can put sod down, yada, yada, yada. But we've been digging up and pulling up and cutting up a bunch of like roots and stuff.
Ugh.
And it's just...
Do you have little trees popping up out of the ground and stuff?
No, and honestly, I don't even know that they will because the tree's dead. So I assume... I mean, the roots seem like they're... The roots seem like if you cut a very alive branch off of a very alive tree. Like, that's what the roots look like. It doesn't look dead, but it's more just to be able to level it out. Oh, okay. And, you know, but we're digging and we hit something and we had to trace it back and cut it and pull and whatever. And so, yeah, my back, my thighs, my arms, my shoulders are all just, I mean, my back is messed up. The rest of it's like, quote unquote, like, good hurt, like just using muscles that I haven't used in a while. Mm-hmm. But then my back is just like, I can't like sit up straight. And
well, hopefully you won't have to carry this podcast
like usual.
I am injured also because I went, so yesterday was my 13-year-old's birthday and we went to Go Ape, which is a ropes course high up in the trees, five, six zip lines, all this other stuff. It was so much fun. But I am so sore from all that climbing and exercising. And every time I landed on the zip line, like you go down over this lake, I mean, lake, big giant pond or small lake. And then when you land, there's all this mulch and stuff. And if you're going forward, you land and you run, slow down, you're good. Every time I landed, I was like, I'm going straight. Oh, crap. And I end up backwards. And then they're like, if you go backwards or to the side, just put your feet down, drag your feet. The slope of the mulch intersects, like there's no room to drag your feet. By the time you're to where you can drag your feet, it's like
maybe you have to be taller to be able to drag your feet.
No, I think what it is I'm afraid to put my feet down, so I'm just like going like and then by that time I hit my butt and my back and I'm just but it was so much fun. It was awesome. Those trees did not suck.
Do you remember what happened to me? The one time, the only time I've been.
Did you crotch yourself?
No, but I think it was one of the zip lines or the only zip line, I don't know, that goes like over the water. Mm-hmm. And I got stranded. Like I didn't make it all the way across. And I started to like pull myself and like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm like, So I had to be rescued and some chick came out and like, pulled me back. I'm like, well, this is wonderful.
Well, now, maybe it's different. Maybe it was different then, but it goes over water.
And there may have been multiple. Yeah. I just remember the one time it happened, I was over water.
They did say that something...
She had to come and rescue
me. I haven't been here in like 7-8 years. They said it's changed. And one of the times, the guys was like... One of the guys did say like, yeah, you used... Like, because Nick was so... You know, he's tiny. I mean, he's tall, but he's so skinny. He's like, you're not going to get stuck halfway because Nick was like, I don't know, this doesn't look that steep, whatever. He's like, people used to get stuck or something like
there
that.
There was this one guy. It was fun. I definitely want to go back, but I'm like, I don't know. Kira is probably still years away from being big enough to be able to do it.
Look at that. Well, yeah, she has to be 10. 10's the minimum age. Look at James with his history right there. Remember when Sean got Rabdo?
Wow. That was terrible.
Yes, that was terrible.
I don't think I'll ever forget it, but there were times after it where, like, I would work out or ride the bike or whatever.
Is it happening?
Yeah, and all of a sudden my legs would hurt and I'd be like, oh, no. Oh God, please don't have any. And I would just start like chugging water. Yeah. And that happened when I had, obviously nothing like what Jess had, but when I had my intestine issue.
Yeah.
And still to this day, sometimes I'll just get random stomach pains. And I'm like, oh God, is this it? Is this like, is it going to happen? But what's weird is like, I'm now, that happening was closer to me being born than today. Like, since it happened,
which wasn't Crohn's, What did they ever say? Was it diverticulitis, or did they just
I think it was basically,
Yeah,
but like, I've now gone longer since it happened than I went before in my life.
That's crazy.
And I still say, and I didn't want to tell them, I don't know, even though I probably should have. I'm wondering, I don't know if you've ever had Sambuca. I don't even remember what it tastes like, but the one and only time I've ever had it in my life was the night before it all started.
Is it alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went to Oswego, I think. We went to visit somebody at college.
Oh, you're talking about the intestine stuff, not the rhabdo. Okay.
No, no, no. Intestines. And I drank a lot of Sambuca for some reason. And then the next day I was like, oh, something's not right. And then like 2 weeks later, like I just never went away. It was just bad.
But you got Montezuma's revenge like a mother.
It all started the night or the day after having a decent amount of Sambuca. So I'll never drink it again. I don't know if it was some reaction to it, but it was terrible.
Well, that's why I could never drink like schnapps or any of that Goldschlager or any of that crap. I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, peppermint schnapps is another one that I was like, can't do it ever again.
Before we get to everything else, I just want to pour one out and say RIP to the Nintendo eShop on Wii U and 3DS. As we speak right now, I think it's hours away from closing.
Wow. And,
like, obviously it can't stay open forever, but the main reason this sucks in my mind is not because of digital games on 3DS and the Wii U. It means the virtual console is now gone. They shut it down on the Wii years ago, and now it's shut down on the 3DS and the Wii U. So all those games that you could buy and save forever.
But in theory, if you still own a system, you can play what you've downloaded.
But if it dies, you're gone. I can't remember if you can. I think they said you'd still be able to download games that you've purchased for a time, but they never said how long. But you can't buy games anymore. I just, man, it sucks. It's especially for like game preservation and stuff. Like, you're gonna blame people for doing emulators and stuff, Nintendo? What other option do they have? But yeah, RIP to the eShop. Guys, if you're in the chat right now, there's anything you need to buy on your 3DS or your Wii U, hurry up and go do that very quickly. What?
I just keep getting stupid alerts.
Gasa! We were doing a weekly review of The Last of Us, but it has now wrapped up with episodes 8 and 9 since we last podcasted. No spoilers. How do you think it ended? I thought it was awesome. When I saw the finale was only 43 minutes, I was like, huh. But basically, they cut out all the tunnel stuff, which is fine by me, because that's video game stuff.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like my gut reaction is that it was rushed, but I don't think it was. It
was episode
went a lot faster
winter?
Than it did in the game.
Episode 8 was winter, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It went a lot faster than it did in the game, but because in the game, you're just fighting just hordes of people. And
like two bloaters at once. And
it's like you can't just, I mean, they kind of
nailed it, though.
But
yes,
they didn't have it take too long, but I thought it was awesome. I thought they nailed it. It was, I feel just kind of lost now. I'm like, well, I don't know what to do on Sunday nights now. So,
hey, baseball starts up this week.
Yeah.
Yankees were all hurt. Everybody's hurt already, but I thought it was great. I thought, also, shout out to Troy Baker for being able to play, what was his character's name? Was it Daniel?
That doesn't sound right.
Gary? It's not Gary. Is Gary the pet slug? The pet snail, whatever he is? Okay.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. It's like a stupid show. But Troy Baker, like, it was a very small part, but he did a great job. And it's like people that are voice actors. Yeah. These people nowadays are not just voice actors. Like he and Ashley Johnson, mocap, they did everything.
Oh, they were, yeah.
For The Last of Us. They can, and Ashley Johnson, obviously, she was in Growing Pains and whatever else. Like she can act. But these guys can all act. Nolan North, all these guys, they're actual actors. They're not just voice actors. So to see him on there and do such a great job, I thought was awesome. Ashley Johnson's character, I wish I didn't have it spoiled for me before the episode aired. I had it spoiled like before the series even started airing, I think. I saw it on Twitter and I was like, damn it, but that's freaking awesome. I wonder what they're going to do. And what they did with her, I'm not going to spoil, but baseball boring.
I mean, I kind of side with James. James here.
No.
There are way too many games. When the Yankees lose.
NBA is boring at this point. I don't know.
Oh, it
is.
I mean, I can't get into anything but football. And then
talking
playoffs,
about football.
Like basketball playoffs, yes. Baseball playoffs to a lesser extent, but
NHL
I couldn't
playoffs
care
are amazing.
If it's baseball and the Yankees are out, I don't care.
Well,
I
yes.
just can't get into it. Yeah. And even like regular season Yankees, I'm like, when I'm over at mom's and dad's,
mom all the and moms dad. And the dads,
and they're watching it, I'll watch it.
But it's great just to have
I'll
this,
root
like,
for them,
background.
But I'm just.
You know,
yeah.
It's like if I'm working now that
Ronnie's day is ruined when the Yankees lose. Right. I'm like, well, there's 161 more games. Like
if they lose five or six in a row, then I'm getting worried. But not one game like she does. But yeah. Now, like that, I got her the MLB package. She's like, you can use my login too. I was like, okay, fine, yeah. So they'll be like, if I'm just working and they start a game at 12:30, I'll be like, yeah, I'll just put. I don't have to sit there and stare at it, you know. But I can, and then if I hear, I can go, wait, what was that? Oh yeah, or oh no,
yeah.
What the hell are we talking? Oh,
baseball.
Ashley Johnson nailed it. And if you've seen the episode, what they do with Ashley Johnson and her character, because I listened to the Insider or whatever podcast like I did with Better Call Saul. There's the one that Troy Baker hosts with Neil Druckmann and Craig Mazin. And what happens at that part is actually canon and is something that Neil Druckmann wanted to make either into like an animated short or to like another DLC thing or something. That has always been part of the story. We just never got to see it before the show. So that explanation for everything, people are like, oh, we didn't need to know that. Why? Blah, blah. I'm like, no, actually, I like that we know. Because why? Why? You know? Why is she the way that she is?
I hate so much about the things that you choose to be. I like what they did. It was cool knowing that that was the intent all along. I thought, in a way, I think everybody at this point knows basically how the story ends of part one. I still think Joel did the right thing.
Absolutely.
But I get the conversation about it. And in the show, because of that, well, it's not so much because of that, but it seems
like
in the show,
know that, but
right.
Yeah.
But in the show, it made it. I guess maybe it doesn't really have anything to do with that. Maybe it's just how the doctors or. Oh no! It was what's her name? Naomi.
Marlene.
Who's Naomi?
Naomi in Uncharted 4? Is that the girl's name?
You're asking me.
Well, you played some of it at least.
Some of it. But they made it sound in the show. They made it That's sound a lot sound. More like. This is going to work. Yes, something bad is going to happen, but it's going to work.
Well, again, according
in the game,
to Neil
it's
Druckmann,
like, I don't know, we got to take a shot. But in the show, they're like, well, we can do this. Because of this, we can do this, and then we'll do this, and then we're good. And I'm like, okay, but I don't know.
Still, the only reason that she is the way she is because of something that you could never replicate. So I guarantee there's not another Ellie out there.
Well, you could.
That's really
well,
dire.
Except I was going to say, who really knows but Marlene?
Right.
And
she's gone.
So, but I'm like, well, now that you know, next time somebody wants to be
a
hero,
sacrifice herself, let her get bit.
Yeah.
And cut, and then I don't know.
So,
But no, yeah. I still say, and I will go to my graves. And also, I think it's so bullshit that Neil Druckmann, I know he wrote it, I get that. But for him to just unequivocally say, it would have worked, that's stupid. Because then, like, the whole point of The Last of Us, the reason the ending is so good and the ending of this show is so good, because you don't know for sure if it would have worked. If you're saying, yes, it would have worked, then you're saying there's only one way to view it, that he did the wrong thing. And even if he did the wrong thing, I don't care. There's no way you're going to tell, you would do the same thing. Would we die on the way to save her? Yeah, but we would try. Yeah. I'm not going to let them do that to my daughter or my surrogate daughter, after everything Joel's been through.
Yeah.
And then everything he's been through with Ellie. He 100% did the right thing. Marlene was the correct name for The Last of Us. No, I know. Yeah, Marlene in The Last of Us. Nadine Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
Close. Also Marlene in Final Fantasy 7.
Yes.
But yeah, it was great. So they're saying now, Bella Ramsey said, and by the way, she just became more and more Ellie as that show went on. And I was so glad. I guess I just blanked out on when that moment happens, the most beautiful moment in any game ever. I thought it was earlier on. I didn't realize it was towards the end. I just completely forgot. So then when it was happening, I knew it was when she dropped the ladder. Yeah. She's like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, they're doing it. This is when it is. They didn't forget about it. And it was just perfect. And they were real.
And then Twitter's like, oh my God, the drafts look so bad. This is terrible CGI. Well, they're real drafts. Well, they must have done something because they didn't look real. You're an idiot. You're all idiots.
Did you see how they shot it, though?
Yeah.
So they had the real,
like, the blue screen, but giraffes.
It was the two of them, and then it was like blue. They were like up on a stand, blue with like a couple of rocks, and then blue behind the giraffe, and they're feeding the giraffe. And like, I don't know how you act. Like, the cool thing is, like, Bella didn't even have to act. She could just be like, this is so cool. But Joel just has to be like, when you know he's like, I want to pet it. And with a dual sense, you could feel it go. I want to go back and play it again.
Yeah.
But I've been playing something else. We'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, Last of Us is all. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Bella Ramsey said they're probably not going to start shooting for like a year. Or they're writing it now. They don't know when they're going to start shooting. It's not, the next season won't come out until late 24, early 25, which is kind of what I figured. I mean, we had to wait 2 years for Better Call Saul's final season, which seemed like forever.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm okay with that, and I cannot wait. Oh, and by the way, I was really happy when and also the doctor pulled a knife, shoot his ass dead. Joel's a murderer. Joel's a horrible person. He didn't do anything to the nurses. Dude pulled a knife. And by the way, Neil Druckmann said that was not, somebody saw a character running through a hallway, and he said, that's not that character. Stop, guys. That's not that. I really thought they were going to shoehorn something and be like,
I thought they would. Yeah, I thought they were going to do something, but
God, I hate that second game so much. I think they've already said it's going to be at least two seasons for the second game. They can't go the order the game went. They can't, because there's nothing makes sense. You have to introduce us to characters. No, you have to do what they should have done in the game. Introduce character, like show the aftermath of that happened. Do this. These two stories are going on at the same, whatever. You can't just go and have that happen in the first episode, because then people are not going to watch.
Well, I think if they do.
And also, one of my problems with the stupid second game was how it was paced and how it was like, half the game is Ellie, and now here's another 10 hours as this character that we're going to shove down your throat, how good they are and how they love dogs and how they, like, it was just so. There is a really good game there, even if you do what they did. Ugh, I don't need to go back there. I think they have to structure season 2 and 3 differently than the game. I think that still happens, but I don't think it happens in episode 1.
I don't think you can have it not happen.
Right.
But, yeah.
Is it a Greedo shot first situation? I love how his head just goes.
They're just like.
No, Han shot first, damn it. That's why he's awesome. Since we're not really going to go through all news, because it's been 3 weeks, we're just going to do the news and a wrap-up. So there's something else I want to talk about, it because I've now heard it on 2 podcasts, so I figure we should talk about it here. I first heard it on GameScoop, and then somebody wrote into Sacred Symbols and asked it as well. And it seems like an easy answer, but I want to ask this. And guys in the chat, let me know. James, I know you've heard this already, too. I don't know if anybody else listens to GameScoop, but it was on Sacred Symbols. Is The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom a AAA game?
I don't see how the answer is no. I'm curious to see what the discourse is here.
All right. So what I found on Wikipedia is, in the video games industry, AAA, AAA, pronounced and sometimes written triple dash A. Well, yeah, because sometimes we would write triple H and sometimes we would just write HHH. You know,
or H cubed.
No one ever did that. Oh, wait, no, he did.
he had it like on his trunk pads or
yeah. something. Yeah. What the hell are we talking about? Is an informal classification used to categorize games produced and distributed by a mid-sized or major publisher, which typically have higher development and marketing budgets than other tiers of games. Tiers. But I. Yes, it is. Next question.
Okay, so how could it possibly not be?
Some people, and of course Colin, because he hates Breath of the Wild, is like, well, you know, it's Nintendo. Basically what he's saying is no Nintendo first-party games are actually AAA games.
In what way?
So if you look at like The Last of Us Part 2 and the production value and the cinematics and the technical mastery and blah, 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 blah. And then you look at Mario Odyssey. And I'm like, I love you, Colin, but you are really like, this is an apples and oranges thing. Like, and then what they got into on Sacred Symbols, and I was on Chris's side because he's like,
I don't think AAA has anything to do with the final product.
It's like you know it when you see it.
But like nobody would say something like, like Symphony of the Night. Oh, it's a 2D pixel style game. That's not AAA. Yes, it's AAA. It's a AAA. Konami game. So how is that any different from this?
So what Colin, so Chris kind of got Colin talking around in words, talking around in circles. I mean, not in words. We all talk in words. Sometimes I don't use them very well.
Not all the time.
Especially on this podcast. But like he was like, do you consider Uncharted 2 a AAA game? And Colin said, yeah, when it came out. Right now, I don't think it is. And he's like, well, no, you can't. It's a shot in time. Uncharted 2 was a AAA game. Super Mario World was a AAA game. Link to the Past, AAA. Legend of Zelda 1. Super Mario 3. Mario 64. Yeah. Ocarina. Like, Symphony of the Night. Metal Gear Solid 1. Like, polygonal. Like, polygonal. Not polygonal. Use words. It's AAA. And Zelda, while it's not, like, obviously Zelda is not like of the technical quality of The Last of Us Part 2 or God of War Ragnarok or Horizon. Zelda's Belder. It's not, AAA doesn't just mean one. It's like Colin's just talking about it through the Sony lens, and you can't do that.
No.
Breath of the Wild is a AAA game. And I think he even said that. He was like, well, Breath of the Wild, yeah, back in 17, it was a AAA game. And it's like, well, then it's still a AAA game. It's, Tears of the Kingdom is a AAA game. Nintendo is the granddaddy of them all. Period. As much as I love Sony, Nintendo is Nintendo. Super Mario Odyssey is a AAA freaking game. Now, Splatoon, yeah, I guess that's probably AAA. Kirby, don't know that I would call Kirby a AAA game. Maybe the 3D one, the 3D Forgotten Land, whatever it's called. But like, Tears of the Kingdom is a AAA
game. I don't think
game.
It has anything to do with the product. Mario Maker 2, AAA game.
One of the best games ever.
It was
made
by Nintendo. I mean, I think the fact that it's made by Nintendo and it's first part, it's,
I guess that's what that's what the argument is. If you take the fact out of it, if you just look at it without saying it was made by Nintendo or it was made by Naughty Dog or it was made by 343 for Halo, whatever, are they AAA games when you look at it? I'm still like, Breath of the Wild is the biggest world any game has probably ever had. And well, maybe Elden Ring
like,
is bigger.
But again, I don't think it has anything to do with the product. When you really boil it down, Symphony of the Night, Ritual of the Night, very similar games. Ritual of the Night, not a AAA game. That's an indie game. Like, probably bigger, more polished. Check, 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 check. You can come up with a lot of stuff that it does better than Symphony of the Night. Doesn't make it a AAA game.
That's what I'm saying.
Symphony is a AAA game.
It was.
Ritual.
And if it was, it still is.
Yeah. And it's not slander. It's not a knock against it. I kind of like indie games more than AAA games for the most part now. Like, so I think that's dumb.
I think so. It all started on GameScoop, but like, it's so weird to me that. Because initially they were just like, yeah, duh, okay, duh. And I get it. But then they went back to like, yeah, it's not. I don't know. Yeah. It is definitely a AAA game. And I'm very excited to play it. I hope they change the stuff. All right. So John writes in the chat, the term AAA games is a classification. Yes, it is. Next question. Classification used within the video game industry to signify high budget, high profile games that are typically produced and distributed by large, well known publishers. Therefore, it is a AAA game.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. Yeah. And James says budget, marketing, and publisher. I guess the only thing with that is we really never know what the budgets are. We never find out budgets or anything for Nintendo games. But I got to think, Tears of the Kingdom, they've been working on it for at least 6 years. It's a big budget game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it was probably a Nintendo hater that wrote in with that question to GameScoop and started all this, but it's a AAA game. Also, as we're recording this, it'll be old news by the time you watch this. Nintendo's finally going to show actual gameplay for Tears of the Kingdom tomorrow, about 10 minutes of it.
What time is that?
I don't know.
James put it in the chat.
Normally, like in the afternoon, I think. It was a copy paste. John, you nailed it. I thought you came up with that right off the top of your head.
7. Oh, it's early. 7 a.m. Pacific.
So 9 a.m. here.
Okay, good. I need to block that off.
Do I have
this? I'm going to get this game.
I've got a meeting tomorrow.
Cancel it. I'm going to get this game day one regardless.
However,
those 10 minutes are going to go a long way.
Oh, I do have
in
a meeting.
Determining how excited I am for this game. I'm either going to see it and be like, okay, it's more Breath of the Wild, except you can walk around on rocks in the sky. Or I'm going to see it and be like, oh my God, yes, they did this. They did that. And I mean, I'm getting it day one either way, but this 10 minutes is going to decide how much I'm looking forward to it over the next two months, whatever it is.
The one thing I think is interesting is that whenever we've seen Link in the trailers, it seems like he's always got a sword.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Now, they're not going to show in promotional things. I'm going to be, here he is with a stick. Yeah. Or yeah, so I'm taking that with a grain of salt.
Oh, John's not getting
it. I have noticed.
Dang. I just remembered I never went back to Prime. Oh, well. I hope
did something happen?
A new console came out, or peripheral, whatever you want to call it. And then life happened. In addition to the 10 minutes of gameplay, I hope they do something like just a quick just summary of, you know, 150 shrines. I don't even care if there's the, or 80 shrines, 8 main dungeons. They show a quick and then just be like quick flash, like Gliok, Aquaman. Like, can you imagine seeing that?
I'm going to come up with a list, and I feel like for me to actually be excited, because right now I'm just kind of like, I'm going to get it because it's Zelda. I don't know how excited I am.
I'm more excited than you.
I think I need two things off of this list that I'm about to create to get me excited. Fewer and unbreakable weapons. Real dungeons. Real bosses. Thought I'd get more than three. I feel like I need at least two of those, and I'm not going to. I might get one. I think the bosses will be better. I think of those three,
yeah,
the most That's likely the most change realistic. Is yeah. bosses, followed by probably dungeons. I don't think they're changing the weapons, at least dramatically.
I don't either, but you never know. Or at least just do something that you have breakable weapons and stuff until you get 14 hearts or whatever it takes to get the Master Sword.
Just do
and power it
like
back up.
The FromSoft,
it does not power down.
Just do the FromSoft way where your weapons break down, but they don't break. They just do less damage, and every so often you go get them repaired.
You go to the
and then you're back to full. Yeah. Like, I'd be totally fine with that. But I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's going to look like more Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's what I think it's going to be. In theory, you should just start with the Master Sword and have it the whole time. In theory, you should, because this is a sequel. But that's the
I mean, you could say that about every... Well, they're not all sequels, but...
You should, yeah. James, yes. But then why in the logo is the Master Sword all broken and rusted and crazy looking?
Yeah.
And why does Link have the green arm? And is that Ganondorf? It has to be Ganondorf. But is Ganondorf the bad guy in this? Or is he actually the good guy? I don't know. How does the Calamity factor in? The Blood Moons are back. I don't know.
I think we're too far past... I don't think you can pull any kind of Darth Vader redemption thing with Ganondorf. I just don't see.
Remember Last of Us Part 2? I told you they're going to Kylo Ren it. I said it before we even knew. I said they're going to pull a Kylo Ren in this stupid game after that happened. I was like, watch. And I was right.
No.
Kylo Ren sucks.
He does.
He was so good in that first movie. Oh! There is Kylo! Why would he be a good guy? What the hell? I don't know, James. I'm just saying because he's trapped there in his prison. He's like... And there's a green hand coming down, and then there's all the green swirly things going around. They're not squirrels, they're swirls. And then there's the mal. I just don't know. It's almost like he's, if you played Skyward Sword, you'd know that's not possible. To be fair to Breath of the Wild, I have a broken Switch, and I didn't like the first one. Oh, well, if your Switch is broken, then yeah, you won't be playing it.
Fair enough.
If I played Skyward Sword, James, I would be pissed off at myself because I hate that game.
You did play
it. I did play it. I couldn't even get through the first dungeon because I was like, this sucks. Remake it with regular controls. And I know they kind of did, but I don't want... Yeah. And then the Lazalf will go... Ho! 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 I don't like it. I don't like it.
I'm going to block you like this. What are you going to do?
You go, boink, on the head.
I really wanted to like that game.
I love the story, and I know the story of it, or at one point I did, James. I have to go back and refresh it, but a lot of people think Zelda is going to come full circle in this, going back to Skyward Sword. Not a lot of people. I saw some theory videos and stuff, but anyways. Sean, what have you been playing over the last month? And we'll wait to get to the big one.
Good question.
So I know PSVR 2. Did you beat Horizon ever?
No, I haven't played that in a while. I think...
Better than Dead Space. I've changed my mind. No. I was wrong. It's not my game of the year so far. I was wrong.
I've played a little Moss 2.
Okay.
It's more Moss. I like it.
Is it a doable plat? Or did you not want
to look at it yet? I don't know, but I assume it's very... The game is so similar to the first that I've got to imagine the trophies are similar. And was it wasn't the first that easy? Bad.
Okay.
There was like one... There's one thing I screwed up where I had to do like a speed run through the game because I screwed something up on my second playthrough and I'm like, and the same thing happened to me in something else.
Dark
Dead
Souls?
Space or there was something that, no, it wasn't Dead Space. Something recently that I had to do another playthrough of the game to get the platinum because I screwed up something and whatever. So I think there's something like that. I haven't looked at the trophies
for 2. Was it Blasphemous?
Yeah, that did Maybe. Happen, but I think there was something more recent. I don't remember. But I played that a little bit. I have not gone back to Horizon. I played a lot. Well, I haven't in a while now, but I was playing a lot of RE8. That's like... It's goes to a whole new level in VR.
Oh, did you get... How's Bienvenido? Is that the second or is that the third?
It's the second. Okay. I still have not...
Okay.
I started that area.
And you're like, nope.
And I forgot how terrifying it is even before that part.
Yeah, there's so... Where you got to run around and like unlock stuff and I'm like...
Just random crap where like you go in that main room and there's all these like doll parts hanging yes. from the ceiling and... You'll be doing something, all of a sudden one will like fall out of nowhere, or ooh, I got this key. I know where I can go. I can go down this. Yeah. All of a sudden, a door opens. I'm like, oh God, what is going on?
And like, baby starts
just laughing. just little things like that, just terrifying. And then I got to the point where you go down like in the well. That's where you hear the baby crying. And there's like a little bassinet looking thing rocking. And then all of a sudden it like stops rocking and the baby stops crying. And I'm just going, God. And then I climb back up and all the lights are off. And I'm like, that's it. I know what happens next. I'm not mentally ready for this yet.
Hide under the bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't even want to see it yet. I'm just, and I haven't gone, this was like a week or two ago.
James, I'm not saying Call the Mountain is bad. I'm just saying it's not better than Dead Space. It's still a really good game. I love the climbing and everything, but I'll say why I stopped playing it here in a minute before life got crazy.
But yeah, I haven't been able to get back to that yet. Randomly, when I didn't feel like playing VR, I decided to go ahead and buy that Vernal Edge game. Vernal Edge.
Oh, is that what it was called? I was trying to remember the name of that game. The one that I tweeted you?
Yeah.
That Metroidvania looking game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good, not great. It is Metroidvania like, but it's, gosh, there's something I want to compare it to, and now I forgot. It's not one big, in the classic sense, it's not one big open world like a typical Metroidvania. There's like an overworld where you like fly on your ship, which you saw a little of in the video. And there's all these, I don't want to say planets, they're like islands in the sky, kind of. I don't know.
Islands in the sky.
And so it's just like, oh, we got to find out about something. I bet there's a clue somewhere. And
you sound like the merchant.
Well, I'm going to, let's try this one. Oh, I can't do anything there yet. Let's try this one.
Okay,
oh,
but it's not like, a little it's not bit. Like Fusion where it's like, oh, you should go right here on the
map. No, it's like the opposite.
Okay.
Like
Hollow Knight.
And I guess it's kind of like a Metroidvania. It's just not everything is connected. It's like little individual things. And you never know which one you want to go to further the story or be able to do anything. It's good. I like it. It's not my favorite Metroidvania, but it's good. And then I think that's it, other than the big one.
Colin keeps comparing it to Link's Crossbow Training, which was just a scam to get people to buy the Wii Zapper. I think Colin is just...
I think the combat...
The combat's not the best part of the game.
It's the worst part of the game.
Yeah.
Everything else... I enjoy just like... exploring and climbing and having to put stuff together, like
puzzle solving.
Yeah, I love all that stuff. The combat and like having to, I gotta dodge, go scoot over, get the, I'm dead. Like that, it just drives me nuts. I don't like the combat. The rest of it, I love, and it's just like, whoa, it's just amazing, like, so beautiful.
Colin also isn't even smart enough to put the hat on the right way, so he gets clear resolution. So don't listen to everything Colin says. Is that all you played besides the big one?
I think so.
The other thing I was talking about, Call of the Mountain, I was having a lot of fun with it before life got crazy. I had to put VR down. Oh, that's the other thing. When Jess was in the hospital, I didn't play video games for 17 or 18 days. I didn't care. Didn't seem right. Just whatever. But before that, I was playing Call of the Mountain one day. And again, whenever I play that game, I'm sweating. Like, I turn the fan on above me on high because it's something... You're not really climbing, obviously.
No, but that's what I was saying. Like, when I get to the top of something, all of a sudden I'm like... like, well, this is stupid. Why am I doing that?
Right. But sometimes I'll just grab... Like, I'll let go and I'm like, okay, hold on with one. And I'm like, ooh, look at me. I'm like cliffhanger. And I look down. I'm like, holy crap. But there was one time I made this really long climb. It was one of those legendary climbs or something, I think. And... I could tell when I was going up, I like had to keep like holding options or whatever to reorient myself, because I was like, I'm getting so turned around in my own room, and I'm getting close to like the boundaries and stuff when it warns you and everything. But I was like, I'm not feeling so good. This is weird, but okay, I'm going to keep pressing through. And it was, like I said, long climb. Finally, I get up there and I get through it and everything, and I'm like, whew, okay, I got it. And it like does the autosave. I'm like, cool. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh boy, I'm finally getting motion sick. This is not good. Off. Okay, turn it off. Boom, boom. I'm like, okay. Whew. I don't want to take the hat off yet, though. Oh, I haven't tried kayak VR yet. Let's do that. That's relaxing.
I didn't realize that first part. I thought it was just...
I'm like, let's try kayak VR. So I go in there, and it's like, okay, cool. Ah, well, this is beautiful. This is awesome. And I'm just going on this river through like these canyons or something. I'm like, boom, boom, boom.
With
Kevin, would you replay Death Stranding in VR? I don't think it would work in VR. But I'm rowing like this. And all of a sudden, if everything's fine, I'm rowing my boat. And then all of a sudden, I start like, the water pushes me to the right or something. And I'm trying to turn. And it's like turning, but I'm not going forward. So then I'm like, let's try to do this. And then my kayak... hits the rocks, and it hits the rocks and it kind of like boom boom boom, and that was all it took. After that, I was like, off power. I had to take it off, and I was like, something was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I had to go lie down and like pass out. I took Dramamine in the middle of the day because I was so like, I'm gonna puke my guts out. I was over the toilet like, don't throw up. My head was spinning. I've never gotten motion sick before. This was the weirdest thing. And I had been playing VR GT7. By the way, love that friggin' game. I can't. As soon as I beat RE4, I'm going back to that game because it's just so much fun. VR or not, GT7 was fine. RE8 doing that for a little bit was fine. And then Horizon up until that moment was fine. But it just hit me like a ton of bricks, and I have not played it since then because life went crazy and then RE4 came out. But I'm going to go back. I didn't spend $600 on this piece of crap to just be like, well, I played it for 2 or 3 days. I'm done now. Got my money's worth. But yeah, I never thought that was going to happen to me. And as it was happening, I was like, you got to be kidding me. And it probably didn't help that I was like sweating from doing the stupid climb. God, it's so weird. Virtual reality is so weird. But yeah, so I have been going back to it. But yeah, Sean, let's talk about the main event. Resident Evil 4 Remake. What do you think? I'm about 5.5 hours in.
I don't know what I am, but I'm...
I love it that the timer stops when you pause.
Where do you see the timer? Because when I save...
It just shows the time
the of time the day. The time that you save. And yeah, right. There's. I was playing yesterday or Saturday, and it said like 11:48. I'm like, I've been playing this 12 hours already? So no, I've probably played like 6 or 7.
So if you go, I can't remember if it's the pause menu or if it's the touchpad menu.
I wonder if I can remote real quick.
But then it shows you down in the bottom left, I think it is. And as long as you're in that menu, I think it's the pause menu. As long as you're in that menu, the clock stays there. So what I would do, I was like, it's not moving, but do I trust this? I would go unpause 1:1000 pause. And the timer went up by 1 second. I was like, okay. That's I like okay. That. So it's an accurate game clock, which I really like.
I'm in the castle. I like it a lot. I think I wouldn't say I would be shocked if it wasn't my game of the year. Like it's possible it's possible Zelda could overtake it. It's possible Final Fantasy maybe. Spider-Man. Like so. I'm not saying I would be shocked if it wasn't, but as of right now, it is by a decent margin.
It's easy, and I love Dead Space. Yeah. This right now is easily my game of the year. This is everything I wanted, Ari. This is exactly what I wanted.
So when I played the demo, I wasn't crazy, and we never talked about it on here. I wasn't crazy about the demo because, like I told you, and I haven't heard anybody else say this, so maybe it's just me. It always felt like
Leon... Well, Jason kind of agreed with you, I think, maybe. I can't remember.
It always just felt like Leon weighed like 300 pounds. I'm like, I don't feel like I'm moving as quickly as Leon as I did as Leon in RE2. And I know it's a totally different game, but like, it's not. I mean, it is, but it's not. Like, it should feel the same. And to me, it didn't. I always felt like I was going like really slow or something. Like I was walking through mud. I don't know. And I'm like, maybe I'm not the only one. Maybe they'll change it and it'll be different when I play the actual game. And it wasn't. But I have gotten used to it. I don't know. And I said this, I think it was when we saw one of the more recent, if not the most recent, video packages for it before the demo. That I'm like, I love the RE2 remake. The RE3 remake was a fantastic remake of not so great a game. But this, I'm like, it looks modern. It looks beautiful. But the original game is borderline, like, almost cartoonish, like arcadey and just like over the top. And something about those styles of like that game being remade the way they remade 2, I'm like, something just feels weird. Like, I don't know. And so what I was thinking in my head, and I don't know that I still agree with it, but I'm going to say it because I like the analogy. Okay. Crap. Go away.
Remote place.
Sucks. I think it looks like 7:55. So I'm right at 8 hours, okay. Just about. I don't know that I like it better than the original. 2 was far and away better.
Not even close. Yeah.
This one I'm still on the fence about it, but I'm gradually getting to the point where I think this is undoubtedly the better game, but I don't know that I like it better. And what it seemed like to me, and I'll use Lion King, it kind of seems like when they remade Lion King, like, this didn't need to happen. It looks beautiful. Something's just a little off. And that's kind of the way I feel about it. It looks beautiful. It looks modern. It's this and that, whatever. It probably didn't really need to happen. And that's kind of how I felt about it. That being said, I'm now like 100% just like, I'm hooked. Like, I know whenever I beat this game, I'm going to be torn because I know I'm not getting the platinum.
But
when I beat the game, I'm going to want to play through it again. I don't know. I'm sure I'll play through it again when we get the VR patch. I'm almost like, do I just wait for that to do New Game Plus? Can I do New Game Plus? Or is it going to be like Village where it's like, no.
New save.
You start fresh. And I had a lot of fun playing through 4 on like various New Game Pluses just because it's so much fun to just go from the get-go with your giant case and full ammo and leveled up weapons and stuff. So I love it. There's definitely, it's very faithful to the original, but there's also a lot of new things. I just did something in the castle that was very new that I thought was a nice touch. I love it. I mean, it's my game of the year right now. Like I said, the original is probably one of my top 10 favorite games of all time. And I still don't know if I like this better. Like I said, it's definitely the better game. I don't know that I like it better yet. But we'll see.
I definitely like it better. I think this is everything that I wanted. Now, again, because you played RE4 when it came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I played RE4 in 2017. So 12, 13 years later, whatever it was, is when I finally played it. Yeah, it was 2005, so 12 years later.
Yeah.
And I was like, this doesn't hold up. Like, it's not. It's like you talk about Metal Gear Solid 3 and 2. The controls don't hold up.
Yeah.
But it was like, why can I not move and shoot? And really, that's all I wanted. This was just make it pretty and let me move and shoot. And I can. And I think the thing, which I told Sean, I think I told you this. The reason I think, and I agree with you about the walking and stuff, I think it's because that's how it felt in RE4. Like, Leon was just doom, doom, doom.
So one thing I did find out, have you gotten any charms?
Not yet. I see the spaces for them, but I haven't found any yet.
So there's one. I've only gotten one, and it was something crappy. But I saw online there's a charm you can get that makes him run faster.
Oh.
And when I saw the video of that, I'm like, now he's moving the way I would expect him to move. So I kind of want to find that. But yeah.
The biggest thing for me that because I only played RE4 once. You've played it 10 times, whatever.
Something like that.
I forget. Did you ever play it when it came out on the Wii? Did you get it for that with the aiming controls in that are supposed to be awesome?
No, I don't think so. I think I don't even know if I had it on GameCube.
You had PS2?
I had it on PS2. I got it again on PS4. I played it on GameCube because my buddy had it in college.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think I owned it until PS2.
That's
one thing that I wish, and maybe it's in the menus and I can't find it. There are times where I'm like aiming and I'm like, I really wish I could just
gyroscope
like,
it.
Yeah. Like
just fine tune it.
There are times where I'm like, I just need to shoot him in the head.
Well, and the way they walk and then they're like,
if you could just do like little subtle, oh God, that would be just,
well, that's what I loved Breath of the Wild. That's like, I would aim and then be like, I remember almost nothing about this game. I remember Chainsaw Man. I remember the very beginning. I remember the burning at the stake stuff. But after that, I'm like, I know you find Ashley, which I've found Ashley now. That's where I'm at right now. And I hate escort missions in games.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them, period. I know
I was glad to see her go when I got to the castle and I just got her back. And I'm like,
oh, see, I forgot she even came back.
Like, have her, you lose her, you have her, back and forth, like,
so
five
much
times.
About this that I just don't remember. Like, at the end of chapter one, when the village elder or whatever comes up after you rescue Luis Serra or whatever, and he's like, boonga, boonga, and he throws you against the wall. I'm like, I don't remember this guy. And I know you said, I've got that coming up here pretty quickly.
That's one thing I don't, again, going back to, I don't know if I like it better or not. Sadler, the little you see of him, seems like he's identical. I think the village chief, I don't remember his name.
By the way, why did they name them Sadler and Salazar? Because I can never remember who is who. Why not Smith and Michael or something? Like, I don't, Sadler and Salazar, really? It's like Salsa.
I don't know that I like the new...
Y'all should get more Amiibo. Are you making fun of me, James?
I don't know that I like the new model for the village chief. It's not like drastically different, but...
See, I don't even remember what he looks like.
In the first one, he was very just like... like Mr. X looked. I mean, he still had the big beard. Like in this, he just looks like a big dude. Like, I don't know.
I thought you were going to say a big douchebag.
He just seems like a big dude in this. The first one, he was, I don't know, I thought he was terrifying. Salazar is also different.
The cult guy or the short guy?
He's the short guy.
Okay.
He's kind of looks the same. He's obviously still a little guy and all that, but like, he looks a lot different. And I think with both, they probably tried to make them a little bit more realistic. Or just, I don't know, fitting into a Resident Evil game, maybe. I don't know. A little less cartoony. There's something that, like, Salazar in the first one, he looked like Napoleon. And I think that's what they're going for, because he's tiny. And he had, like, the little, if I remember correctly,
he had
like,
the Napoleon the
trifold,
hat. Yeah.
Or trifold, tri-corner hat, yeah. Whatever. He doesn't have the hat anymore. He's got like white curly hair. I don't know.
He doesn't have the hat?
No.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
John, The Last of Us, John says, isn't The Last of Us an escort campaign? Yeah, but it's not the same thing. You don't have to worry about Ellie getting picked up by zombies and then going, ah, save me. It's not like that. That's not what I mean. I mean this kind of crap where Ashley is behind you and you have to be like, go far away, come back close. Oh no, they grabbed her. Oh my God, why is this guy running so fast? Now I got to catch up to her. You lose. Like,
one thing I'm glad is that she doesn't have health in this. So you don't feel the need to like heal
but if
her
she gets too far away, then it's game then it's over game or something. Over, yeah.
And she can get hit.
Yeah. I found that out. It said she's incapacitated. I was like, yeah. I've got five people right around us. She's dead. Like, okay, game over.
Yeah.
I forgot about the bear traps. The dog thing.
Yeah.
You can miss the dog, right?
Yeah.
And then does it make the boss fight different? That's what I don't remember.
I feel like the dog had a much bigger impact than the original.
Here it was just like, look
he at like, me. He distracted him a little bit.
He bit his foot.
But yeah. It seemed like it was not as helpful in this one, but yeah.
Not making fun of Amiibo. There's more that I think you'd like. Ryu and Ken, Sephiroth. I've got Ryu. Is he not out here? Oh.
Bloop, bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop, bloop. There we go. I want to get the Shovel Knight, but that's like, I think that's expensive to get now. They're not making it anymore. I do want to get Richter from Smash as well, James. You're right. Gotta go. Bye, John. Love you, bud.
See ya.
The village is so terrifying in this. Like, it is so weird. I don't know if it's because everything happened in daytime in the intro in the original, right? And now it's at night when you're going up to the cabin and stuff when everything starts off.
Yeah, I feel like the majority of the game is daytime in the original.
That's why the whole game to me in my mind is just all sepia.
That's true.
You know what
I mean? It's very, yeah, it's all like red. And, yeah.
I did not die to the Chainsaw Man. I was very proud of myself, but I was also kind of like, I kind of wanted to let him kill me, but I'm like, I also don't want to do this again. Like shooting all these people until gong, gong.
So I saw, it'll be better in New Game Plus. You can skip that whole thing. Supposedly it's easier but not necessary to have a scoped rifle. You climb up on one of the roofs and you can shoot the church bell to make it ding and then they all walk away.
Holy
apparently
crap.
You can do it. I haven't seen it, but they said with I guess pistol? You can do it with a pistol too if you've got really good aim and but yeah, I'm gonna definitely try that next time.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, the combat is better. I like to, in the original, because again, I only played it once. I don't remember anything. Gold Shovel Knight, Amiibo, $24. Yeah, but check the regular one. I don't want the gold one. I want the blue one. Could you, like in this, and there's new enemies and stuff, like that bullhead guy that's like, ooh, I got a big hammer. And then he comes back in the fish farm thing. That time I was like, F this. I threw like four grenades at him. I was like, ha, you suck. But I like how it'll pop up and be like, circle to evade. I don't remember that being in the first one, but again, I only
I don't think it was.
That's cool. I didn't think it was in there. So I was like, he's going, whoa, whoa. I'm like, bam, bam, bam.
There's a lot of times where I'm like, it popped up. I'm like, wait, hit what? Oh,
yeah.
I'm like, because I wasn't expecting. I'm like,
right.
What is it telling me to? Oh,
it's like you gotta relearn it. Yeah.
And but it's like sometimes you can hit, it'll tell you to hit L1
yeah.
to like parry. Or R2 to like stab the guy, or circle to evade, and I never know which one's going to pop up, so I usually miss the prompts.
It doesn't feel like when I shoot somebody and I stagger them and I run up to roundhouse kick them, it doesn't feel like it should be X. It feels like it should be R2. Because X does not do anything with attacking except to roundhouse kick them.
Well, it's just it's an action. It's the do
button. The interact button.
Yeah.
Do. Blue is like $50. See, there you go. Damn it.
Wow.
What was I going to say? Controls. Oh, what was it? It was something else that was different with the controls. Crap. Roundhouse kicks, the shooting.
The knives break.
Oh, the parrying thing, though. No, that's what I was going to say. The knives break.
I do not parry enough, but the one time...
I forget about it.
The one guy I saw that I'm like, I'm going to try to parry. It worked perfectly, and it's not that difficult. I should probably do it more often than I do.
Apparently, you can parry the chainsaw man.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is awesome. But I think I did it the second time you see him. I don't think I did
this
it the
just
first
like,
time.
Do you sacrifice a knife, I'm guessing?
No. I think it took away a lot of the durability, really? But it didn't kill it. The hell? I'm just going to run. And then I hear beep, beep, beep. I was like, oh, idiot. I just wasted all that ammo.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Kabow!
I don't think I've killed Chainsaw Man yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Not the second time you didn't?
I don't think so.
Oh, I got him with a tripwire.
Was that by the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran into the house. I'm like, I don't think he's going to follow me in here.
You didn't hit the tripwire?
And then he didn't. Oh, I did, but it didn't kill him.
Oh.
That's when I was like, screw this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had knocked him down like 3 times, wasting all my ammo, so maybe I weakened him.
Yeah.
And when they zoom in on him, when he first shows up, and you can see his eyes through the bag, but there's like one here and one, he's like, hey, guys! I'm like, what is this dude under the mask? And then I was watching this Did You Know gaming video for RE4 that there was in Japan after RE4 came out, because it's like Capcom didn't want children zombies because nobody wants to shoot kids unless you're a psychopath. So there's no kid zombies. They're like, we're not doing that. You can't. No, we're not doing it. They had a whole backstory to what happened in the village, and there's a whole horrible backstory about how they tricked all the villagers into take, like Salazar or Sadler, whatever the tall guy, tricked everybody.
A tall guy
tricked everybody into getting these shots because it was going to cure them of whatever their sins and everything.
This sounds like Bloodborne.
But it also killed all the kids. Like whatever the virus, whatever the T virus or whatever the hell it is in this, I can't
plagas.
Remember. Yeah, Las Plagas. Was too strong and it killed all the kids, so that's why there's no kids. There was a book that was released in Japan after the game. I think I left that part out. And that goes into all the lore about why there's no kids in the village. It's really sad because they covered like almost the whole thing in that Did You Know video. It was really cool.
Compared to the alternative, it's probably not that bad.
Well, yeah.
It's like The Last of Us. I'm like, you know, just kill me. I don't want to turn into one of those things.
So I forget. Did you try playing it on resolution? This is the first game on
I
PS5.
Have since turned it to resolution instead of frame rate, and I don't notice it. I mean, I don't notice the difference in the frame rate. Definitely looks prettier.
Yeah.
I finally saw on Twitter somebody else commented it, and Resident Capcom has commented about the little flashing at the bottom. I'm like, okay, so it's not just my TV. It's not my PlayStation. It's not
my
game. I
haven't seen
like,
that. That's so weird.
So they're going to patch it, or maybe they already have. I don't know, but. Yeah.
Okay. That's weird. Yeah, I love it. Like I said, five and a half hours in. I'm at the part now. So I've gotten to the part with Ashley. I got out of the church. I got to the save spot. I tried running at first. I was like, okay, stay close to me. Maybe I can evade these guys. No. I tried a couple times. No. So I fought everybody off around the church. And then I went and I saved. And then you get back to the part where you're at the village.
So are you heading towards the extraction point now? Is that your mission?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a whole lot left.
To get to where you are?
In the village.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tried. I was like, ooh, I remember that building. I was like, come on, Ashley, let's run over there. And I'm like, come here. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, go, Ashley. And then as soon as she goes up, it's like, with axes. I'm like, well, I guess I'll never find out what's in that treasure.
I don't even remember. It's just something to sell. But
the next time.
There's one awful part.
Oh, and the lake fight.
This game
wasn't that
by
bad.
Far, this game, the hardest parts like are just the enemy hordes, yeah. way more than any of the bosses. Like,
I wish you could buy ammo. And maybe you can sometimes, but every time the merchant shows up, I can buy a first aid spray, yeah. I can buy guns and upgrades, but I can't buy ammo.
Yeah, I think you have to craft it.
Or at least let me buy gunpowder or something so that I can craft it.
You can buy the resources, I think, but I don't think you can yeah. buy gunpowder.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a awful enemy horde type thing that sucks.
Did you get to the blind enemies yet in the castle? Have they shown up? The bell ringing guys?
One of them, yeah. yeah.
They give me nightmares. Oh my god, I just remembered the enemies that give me nightmares.
The those things?
I forgot they were. I don't know what.
They're not triggered. They're not till the island.
I don't know what just triggered but that yeah, in my brain. And then they get spikes coming out of them. Because I remember.
And then
you
like shoot their
me.
Leg off and they're like. And they like start flopping on the ground. Like.
I don't want to.
I'm not
see
looking
that
forward to seeing them. They're
I remember
be terrifying.
When we were talking about either on the podcast or you texted me when I was playing RE4 for the first time. And I was like, oh no, is this the guy? And it was just some enemy. And you're like, no, that's not the guy. And then I was like, holy shit, this is the guy. What is that? Because you're with Ashley then too, I think. Maybe not.
For at least part of it, I think, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
don't
those things
the spike,
are terrifying.
And they got the spikes
some of them
everywhere?
Have spikes, yeah.
I'm not mentally prepared for
they're
this.
They're terrifying. I don't know what they're going to look like. I'm sure they'll look similar, but yeah, I'm kind of dreading that.
But yeah, I'm playing it on resolution mode. This is the first game, I think, since I got my PS5 that I've not played on frame rate mode because I really don't notice a difference. It just looks pretty. And did you do the hair strand thing?
I turned it on.
Leon's hair looks different.
However it's defaulted, I switched off. It and I didn't really notice much of a difference. But
you can more notice the difference when you're just looking at him in the menu. But then I wonder if it does anything for Ashley's hair too. I don't know if it's just Leon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it flows either way, so I don't know. I almost think I should just go turn it off and maybe that'll give me a little bit better frame rate or something. But I haven't noticed any drops in frames or anything playing on resolution. And the lighting in this game is so good. Especially with the ray tracing on, just looking at the water and anything yeah. liquid, like it all just looks so good. This game, like I said, this is everything that I wanted, and I kind of wanted it. It feels good to be playing a video game again. I will say that. That was the other thing. When I wasn't playing video games when Jess was in the hospital, I did rewatch all of Breaking Bad.
All of it?
All of it. And I've started it again today. I watched the first episode.
I got to season 4, and then I think that was right around when we started doing all our vacations at the end of last year, and then I never went back. But I forgot how just unbelievable it is. I never went back.
I love Better Call Saul, and I remember thinking when I was like, this might be as good. No. Breaking Bad is the best show ever made, period. For me personally, I would say Better Call Saul is 1A. I haven't seen The Wire. I haven't seen The Sopranos. There's a lot of stuff I haven't seen.
Yeah.
But Breaking Bad is just so, even just that Belder. First episode. Yes, it's Belder. Breaking Belder is Belder. That first episode is like, if I would have watched that at the time, because I don't think I don't think I watched any of it live. I think I watched all of it on Netflix.
I watched both like season 5A and season 5B live. Because the way season 4 ends, I remember that was all over Twitter. I was like, wow, that's crazy. I don't know who that guy was, but that was pretty crazy. And that's when I was like, I should watch this show. And from the first episode, like, I've never been so hooked on a show.
The first episode.
Not even close.
Perfect.
Not Game of Thrones. Not even Last of Us was different because I already knew yeah. what was going to happen. But, like, not Last of Us, not Game of Thrones, not Saul, not
Dexter. You have
nothing.
Watched. You
like,
watch.
Nothing has hooked me like that first episode did. And it's kind of ruined TV for me because now I'm like, that's good, but I'm like, I want something to hook me again like Breaking Bad, and I don't think anything ever will.
That's what I wonder if Gould and Gilligan's new show with Rhea Seehorn is going to do it, because it's something sci-fi-ish. They haven't said really what it is, just that she's starring in it, and I think it's coming out next year. And I don't remember, I don't think it's AMC though, I think it's somebody else. But anyways, we're way off topic. It's Resident Evil 4 is everything I wanted. I want to take my time with it. I love it, because I don't think there's another game I'm going to buy until Zelda.
I also forgot just how, I don't know if it's my like inner OCD or what, but like I forgot how satisfying it was just like playing Tetris with you my know, case. They, like somebody it says I don't have enough room. I'm gonna make room.
You don't do the auto.
No, I didn't even know you could. But no, I'm like, I've got there, two.
If you push L3, it auto.
I like count this. I'm like, okay, I just bought this gun.
This gun is two by four.
So that's eight. So, okay, well, no, I've got eight squares. All right,
there's
got
to be a way to do this.
And I eventually get,
you can just click R3. Boom. I mean, L3. And it goes. Oh.
I kind of wish I didn't know that because I'm probably going to do that now. But
there's a whole game that came out last year on Steam called Save Room. And it's a guy that I think he's from Brazil or something that he loved Resident Evil 4 so much, and he said he played the game. I think this was in the Did You Know Gaming video as well. Like, he played the game on a black and white TV, which made it even scarier because that's all they had. And he loved that the game was so terrifying and everything, but then you get to the attaché case and you can just move, and he was like, it was so relaxing. He made a whole game of it that's like 40 or 50 different levels. It's like, here's one gun, how do you fit it in? Okay, boom. Okay, but now you got this stuff.
Oh,
there's
wow.
a whole game, and it's like 90% positive reviews on Steam or something. It's awesome. Resident Evil 4, I would give, if you had to put a score on it, Sean, what would you give it? It's at least it's like a 9.5.
I think I feel safe going ahead and saying it's a 10.
This might end up a 10 for me. Yeah. It's just, like I said, it's everything I wanted.
And it could end up being a 10, and I still don't like it better than the original. Right. I don't know, but right. I think it's already deserved a 10, I think.
This year is going to be insane. Dead Space was awesome. PSVR 2 comes out. Resident Evil, Tears of the Kingdom, Diablo 4, Street Fighter 6, Spider-Man 2, Starfield. Sony's got to have something else come. Like, this Final Fantasy 16, like, this year's insane. This year is what I thought last year was going to be.
Yeah, and then everything got pushed to this year. The things that were supposed to come out this year seem to still be coming out this year. So
for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Resident Evil 4 is awesome. This is normally part of the podcast where we go through the news of the week, but since it's been a month, I'm just going to run through the wrap-up, and we're going to talk about the items we want to talk about. This is a long one, but let's get to it. Elden Ring... Talk about news. This only happened 4 weeks ago. Elden Ring is officially getting an expansion, Shadow of the Erdtree. It is currently in development. No date range. Right. They still haven't said anything.
I don't think they said anything. Yeah.
People are picking apart the key art and everything to, like, they think they know it's going to be, they think not Mikella. Yeah. Mikella, not Melania, but Mikella, her brother or whatever, is going to factor into this.
Okay.
That you might have to take him down. And so I'm sure it'll be another, like, Melania fight or something. But I can't freaking wait. I don't even care. If the DLC costs $40, I don't care. But I do know when they finally put a date on it for, like, the month before, I got to be like, okay, we're going to do New Game Plus 2 this time. And I got to relearn this game. And I got to get my bearings. I can't wait. Elden Ring also did win Game of the Year at GDC. Congrats. A new report stated that the Series X and S have sold reportedly 18.5 million copies versus over 30 million for the PS5. That's the last numbers we got for the PS5. Based on what I'm about to say, the PS5 is killing it. It's insane. In February in the UK, PS5 sales increased 316% year over year. The Series X and S increased 15%. In February in Europe, they had a 400% increase in PS5 sales, and in Japan, a 457% increase year over year. All you got to do is make them and they'll sell. I still have not seen one in the wild. I know people putting it in our Discord and stuff, they're seeing them. I still have not seen one. The fact that did you see that I saw a PS4 at Target? I was shocked by that.
No, I missed that.
And then when I went back to Target, it was the next time I went, it wasn't there. And there were still no PS5s. But I was like, I have not seen a PS4 in I don't know how many years in the store. So that was super
Pro cool. or regular?
Regular.
Wow.
The slim or whatever. The new normal PS4. I think we want to talk about this. So over the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of stuff coming out about Final Fantasy 16. There's been gameplay footage. There was like four different boss battles and boss fights they showed. There's a world overview trailer of, I forget what the world, Transatia or something like that is what the world is called. I can't remember.
That's not right.
I know.
But yeah, it does have a name. I don't remember what it is, but
there were a lot of previews that went up. Some of the impressions have said that it has high production values, graphics, voice acting, animations, and great music. The boss battles are giant and epic in scale. The combat resembles Devil May Cry and God of War. I think what they mean is the old God of War. The story is focused on Clive, but there's lots of other characters and lots of lore.
I'm not sure how I feel about Clive. It just makes me think of Raymond with Clive the bunny.
Oh my God, that's what
that's Clive. All I can think of anytime I hear Clive now. I'm like,
oh. Clive sounds like someone that would be in a rom-com starring like Rupert
Murdoch.
Not the Fox News guy. What's his, isn't there a, he kind of looks like the guy in Olympus Has Fallen. Rupert Everett.
Valis Thea.
Well, I was close. I said Thea something.
He said like, I don't know what you said.
Hold
started
on.
With a T.
Did I get that name right? Rupert Everett. Nope, not that guy. I don't know. he was in my best friend's wedding, so maybe he used to be that guy. Dermot Mulroney. Maybe that's who I was thinking of. Dermot Mulroney. I don't know. Clive. There's a guy I'm
no
thinking
way.
Of.
What?
It looks like he would be named Clive. What's the guy's name?
Are you thinking of Clive Owen?
I'm thinking of Clive, the guy that's actually
the
named
guy
Clive.
That's actually named
yes.
Clive?
He was in Curb Your Enthusiasm for a couple episodes, too. Everybody's in
Curb. I keep calling him Dermot.
Kermit.
It's...
What?
Go back to it.
What?
This is like... What's his name? Guillermo.
Guillermo. Him? Rupert Everett? Oh, Derpert? Oh, okay. Dermot Mulroney.
Keep calling him Dermert.
Derpert.
Dermert.
The PC version will not be ready 6 months after the PS5 releases. It is a 6 month time exclusive on PS5. Reportedly, there will be a playable demo coming out 2 weeks before the game releases. I almost don't want to play it unless it's one of those play it and then it carries over. Like if it's the opening of game.
I wonder if they're like, well, we shouldn't have done that with Forspoken.
This is not going to be Forspoken.
Yeah.
Also, Sony is assisting in development, providing generous tech support, which is one of the big reasons for exclusivity with Sony. Square Enix remains confident there will be no delay. Are you over the... Am I more excited for a Final Fantasy than you are?
I think you are, but I have come around on it a bit. I'm feeling a little bit more into the combat. I get you've got to evolve, and you can't just have menu
right.
Like turn-based stuff in AAA games. But I don't remember much about 15, but I know I didn't really care for the combat. I just felt like I was just like...
Circle.
I don't know. This scene, and I feel like Final Fantasy VII... I feel like, what was it? Crisis Core nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember much about how 7 Remake controls, but it almost seems like they were trying to split the... And maybe it's the fact that... Because in Crisis Core, you just control the one person, so you don't have to switch party members. Maybe that's what streamlined it, but like something about 7 Remake combat never really clicked with me. And I don't know if they were trying to like split the difference between turn-based and...
They were
just
with the ATB
action.
Gauge or whatever, yeah.
So this seems like they're probably leaning into it a bit more, which I think is probably for the best. So I don't know. I've come around on it. I think you're more excited, but I think for me it's more just not counting the remake, not since 12 and maybe even 10. No, I'll say 12. Has there been a Final Fantasy game that just wowed me?
Yeah.
I was into 15. It was technically my game of the year. It shouldn't have been. That one fell off real quick. 14, online only, not for me. 13, not good at all. 12 was good. I like 12 a lot more now than I did when it first came out. But when it first came out, I thought it was a little underwhelming. 11 doesn't count. And then 10. So I'm just like, I keep wanting them to get it right. I'm not crazy about all the icons or whatever they're called being like, I think all the boss fights, or maybe they don't.
They're
maybe they're not
like
literally
centers.
All like that, but like I don't know. I just hope that is still... if controlling them is fun, I've got a pretty good feeling about the game. I just want to have a cast of characters that I feel, like, connected to. Because 15 didn't do it. 13 definitely didn't do it. 12, I like the game way more than I like the story or the characters. But, like, 10 and 7, I think, are, like, the gold standard. And I'm like, just get... just.
I just love the fact that they're going back to the fantasy setting. Like, no more steam, and steampunk is fine. Like, Final Fantasy VII is amazing, but this will be the first Final Fantasy game. I haven't talked this much in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Oh yeah, this will be the first Final Fantasy game that's not a remake or a remaster that I play when it comes out. I've never played any of them except remake and then Crisis Core.
Right.
I can't wait. It looks so good. If this somehow comes out and it's like a 75 on Metacritic, I'm going to be crushed.
Its floor is probably like
85.
I was going to say even like 87, 88.
Yeah.
At ceiling, I mean, it could be 95, 96. Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be up there, but.
Well, speaking of hype, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin is getting a AAA game inspired by the new God of War games from a unannounced developer and publisher, but this was announced by Paramount. I've never read The Last Ronin. Do you know the story of it? Three of the turtles are dead, and only one is alive. I don't remember which one it is, but they said this will be a single player game, but they think there'll be flashbacks to the other turtles, so you'll get to play as them in the flashbacks.
I swear to God, if they make a Ninja Turtles game, you
use all four weapons.
Yeah. Well, okay.
That's freaking cool.
Is that how the story, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's pretty sweet. However, I don't know how we're finally getting a AAA TMNT game. You're like, yeah, you get one turtle. Like, right. Come on. Like,
why is Rocksteady never made...
The story sounds cool, but, like, just... I don't know.
But I think this is at least, like, 3-4 years away, I guess. Yeah. Speaking of being a ways away, Starfield was delayed again, this time to September 6th. There is a Starfield Direct coming June 11th. Also June 11th, Xbox is doing their games showcase before that Starfield Direct. Sony, you got to announce something. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's been a year and a half since a showcase. Shout out to Xbox for at least doing one. Spider-Man 2 also is reportedly releasing in September.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I don't know if I believe it, I guess is what I should say. I hope it's true.
We've seen nothing.
I think it'll be like November.
We've seen one trailer, right?
If even this year. But September just seems, like...
I think it's this year. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was November like God of War was,
Yeah.
Arkane is actively working to remove the always online requirement for single player mode in Redfall. Also, it came out that Redfall was originally planned for a PS5 release until Microsoft bought them. Some people are pissed, but I'm like,
I could not care less.
They bought it forever ago, and also, Phil talks out of both sides of his mouth. I get that, but like, this is not Redfall is not Starfield. Like, no. And even before Xbox bought Bethesda, Sony was trying to buy exclusivity for Starfield. Not buy Bethesda, because they didn't have that kind of cash, but they were trying to make it a console exclusive, at least for a timed exclusive, I assume. This is business. It happens.
Yeah.
Speaking of Microsoft, they have stopped offering their Game Pass $1 trial offers. Did you know this was a thing? So Colin, like when they did Knockback, they did a Halo episode, and he paid $1 for Game Pass on Micah's Xbox or something for a month. He played Halo, and he canceled, and they're like, no, you can have your dollar back. It's fine. He's like, this is why you guys will never make any money on Game Pass. But they've gotten rid of that. Honestly, I think it's a smart thing. That's just crazy to let people do that for a dollar. Stieg Asmussen wants the Jedi games to be a trilogy, and I wrote, duh. The only way it's not is if Survivor sucks. That's another game. Oh, that's in April. I do have a game to buy in April.
That's April?
Yeah. Because it was going to be March, but it got delayed to April.
Oh, crap.
Like a 6-week delay. I was thinking about buying MLB The Show, honestly, because I was like, I'm actually getting excited for the Yankees. I know it's boring, James. But now that I just said that, I'm like, well, crap.
Jeez, I forgot about that.
Because I still want to play, like I said, I want to play more GT 7. I cannot believe how much I love that game. IO Interactive has announced that they are moving on from Hitman, and they're working on a new online fantasy RPG. It will be a new IP set in a new world coming to console and PC. It will, quote, revolutionize the online fantasy RPG genre, end quote. IO Interactive is awesome, but they make Hitman. They are very specific. That's all they've ever made, I think. So to take that into an online MMO, I don't know. I think they could be biting off more than they can chew.
Yeah.
Ubisoft announced today that they have officially pulled out of E3. Didn't they just say a month ago that they were going to be there?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's what it was. They said, we'll be there if it happens. Well, it's happening, and now they're like, nah,
we
won't.
Never mind.
So, E3's DOA. Like I said in the Discord, Konami might be the only people that are actually there. Come on, Metal Gear! The Super Mario Brothers movie had a new trailer come out. Did you watch it? I never watched it, because it happened when all this was going on.
I think I watched it.
It's coming out 2 days early on April 5th. We should do a review for that.
I
want to see it day one.
I just hope we get...
they have to. I will give it a 0 out of 10 if he doesn't do the laugh. Speaking earlier for Spoken, Luminous Productions, who made for Spoken, is now just being merged into part of Square Enix on May 1st. So basically, they no longer exist because Forspoken bombed. That sucks. I hope those people aren't losing their jobs, but I didn't look into it too much. Bloober Team has said that Silent Hill 2 remake is reportedly almost done, and they're just waiting on Konami to let them know when it's going to be released. I've never played Silent Hill.
Maybe that'll be this year too.
Yeah, I mean, I forget. Did you play Silent Hill? This is not an Alone in the Dark joke. Okay.
No.
Atlas Fallen is out May 16th. Do you remember what this is?
No.
So this was in that one State of Play, or no, this was Summer Game Fest or something, where Sony showed, like, there was like 3 action RPGs that kind of all looked the same. This is one of those. It's out May 16th.
Yeah.
I think there's been previews and people seem to like it, but I've got enough games to buy this year. Sonic Origins Plus is coming out in June, or if you already have Sonic Origins, I think it's a $10 upgrade. 12 Game Gear games are being added to the collection, as well as other playable characters. This kind of makes me want to get this.
There were 12? I wouldn't have thought there were 12 Game Gear games, period. Let alone 12 Sonic games.
Well, but like Sonic Spinball, there was a Tails game, there was Sonic, there was Sonic 2, there was Sonic Chaos 2. That was like 5. I don't know.
12 seems like an awful lot.
Yeah. I think I want to play these, but if I'm playing a Game Gear game on my 70-inch TV, I'm going to be like, whoa!
Sonic's going to be like that big.
Yes. Lego 2K Drive was announced. It's being branded a AAA driving adventure. If that game's AAA, then Breath of the Wild is AAA. It's been announced coming out in May. Are you going to get that?
No.
It's $70.
No.
Exo Primal, also known as Not Dino Crisis, is coming out July 14th. It will be on Game Pass day one. This was the game, remember when the dinosaurs are falling from the sky and stuff, and everybody's like, Turok, or no, not Turok. What did I just say? Dino Crisis. No, nope, it's not. City Skylines 2 is announced, and it's coming out later this year on PC and current-gen consoles. What did I say? I'm
reading ahead to this next one, and I'm like, what? Okay.
Also coming out later this year, Dr. Fetus's Mean Meat Machine. Do you know what this is?
No.
Can you guess what it is?
It sounds like Dr. What's-His-Face's Mean Robotics. Meat Machine.
Okay. Look at the other words in there.
Dr. Fetus.
Keep going.
Mean.
Next one.
Meat.
Meat.
You make meat out of fetuses? Feti?
Okay, now we're going to get canceled. It's in the Super Meat Boy universe. It's Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, but with Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
And I just want to put that in there because I was hoping it would get that reaction. The Wolf Among Us 2 has been delayed until next year. So there's that. And horribly sad news, Lance Reddick passed away.
That's crazy.
He was only 60 years old. Did you see how the Destiny community came together in the game to like commemorate him? They had everybody like joined up at the Citadel or whatever it is in the game to like honor him and stuff.
Really?
Like, all these Destiny players. He was actually, apparently he was playing Destiny the day before he died. Like he's not, like he's a gamer and stuff, and he loved Destiny, and he voiced one of the big characters in it. And of course he played Silence and Horizon. Now I'm like, what do they do? Like, are they going to just kill him off screen? Like, he's a big part of the story in the first two games. Like, he's kind of behind the scenes doing a lot. So I don't know what they do. And maybe they've already recorded stuff. Maybe they... I doubt it. I mean, Forbidden West just came out last year, and the DLC's coming out next month. Like,
yeah.
And I don't think you can recast it. I don't know. But, man, he was awesome. And he's been in a lot more than that. I'm just saying, when it comes to video games, those are the two big ones. Switch Online updates for March. Kirby's Dream Land 2 on Game Boy is coming. Burger Time Deluxe on Game Boy is coming. Side Pocket on SNES. And one of our favorites from our childhood, Xevious. Although if we played it now, we'd probably be like, eh. It's a vertical scrolling shooter that we played on our uncle's Atari and we loved it. I don't know that we ever... We must have rented it on NES, but I only have a memory of playing it on Atari. We definitely
didn't feel like we played. I think we... No, we did not own it. I feel like we rented it or somebody had it on NES.
Yeah. I feel like we probably played 200 different games on the NES just because of renting and borrowing and trading. You know what I mean? Like, we owned probably 50 or 60 before
we had a lot. Threw them all out. Yeah.
We rented games every weekend. Yeah.
Bendito video.
Bendito video. Video to roll. Or was it just video roll? Video to roll.
That was the different one. You're thinking of Video Loft.
Video Loft.
Which Bendito Video became.
Correct.
And then we got a Blockbuster and we were like,
oh my God, we got one in Watertown. It's like when we got a Starbucks.
Except it was like, out on like Arsenal Street. Yeah. We're like, well, we're not going out there.
And Games with Gold for March were announced and they suck. They are some games I've never heard of called Truer Brook, Sudden Strike 4, and Lamentum.
Can't spell Lamentum without lame.
Can't Did you spell know she's got a documentary I'm sure you me. Know, on Netflix? Jess was watching it the other day.
Miss Americana and whatever. Yeah.
I was like, she's so cute. She's just like the most wholesome. Like, I was telling Jess, like, if I ever found out that she was like a horrible person, my world would shatter. But Jess is like, no, she's like everything she's heard. And like, there's interviews with her where she's like a teenager and she's like, my number one goal is to be good.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's awesome. But like seeing her like coming up with the melodies and stuff, I only watched it for like 5-10 minutes, but
no, it's just, a good, I mean, if you like Taylor, it was
really cool. Oh, my buddy Patrick at work just saw her in Vegas over the weekend.
Really?
It was amazing. Jess is going in May or whatever it is.
Nashville?
Yeah. Are you going?
No.
Wow.
When I went and we were in the pit, that was awesome.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I'm not going to go see her.
From the nosebleeds?
Yeah. And I feel like ticket prices are even crazier for this one. And I'm like, I kind of just... I'll never top that, so I'll probably just never see her.
Just leave it at that.
Yeah.
That is it for this episode of the Stone Cold Podcast 316. In all seriousness, thanks for hanging in there. This was nice for me to get back to some normalcy after these past crazy weeks. Hang in there with us, like I said, over the next month or so till I get everything figured out. Hopefully we'll be back next week. I would like to be back next week because I'm hoping I will have beaten it by then. But yeah. That's it for this episode. Thank you all so much. Until the next time, Sean, go ahead and take us out.
Thank you for playing.